Welcome to this week's edition of the Middle Child Syndrome podcast.
Hello.
Oh my goodness, there's a daddy ghost in my room.
I'm the ghost of Christmas present.
Oh, you're a present? Okay, unwrap, unwrap, unwrap.
Now I'm cold because you took all my clothes.
But you said you were a present.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the podcast. It's Middle Child Syndrome, as Rafferty said. He's Rafferty, I am Daddy, and we are looking forward to Christmas.
Yeah, and sleep.
So, it was a big week this week.
Yes.
Well, actually, first, I think we ought to apologise. We didn't send a podcast out last week because, well, it was a heck of a week, and Rafferty's mum and I had a short break, and so Rafferty and I didn't have a chance to record an episode.
Nah.
And why did we have a break? Well, that's a great question. That's because this week was Rafferty's mum's
birthday.
Woohoo!
Yay!
She turned years old, and she had a wonderful time.
Yes. She turned.
And
the joys of the internet.
Yes, the joys of the internet. So I thought if it was okay with you, Raf, I thought we might talk a little bit about your mum. About why we think she's nifty. I think she's nifty.
I guess so.
I think so. I think your mum is a tremendous person because she's very funny and she's very kind and she takes good care of you and your sister and your brother.
And recently today we went into town.
Yes.
And we got a Costa and I got a chocolate orange hot chocolate, and then we got some Doritos.
So tell me about the chocolate.
We may or may have not won a PS5.
Oh yeah, I had a look, and then we can find the code, but we'll get to that later. That's okay. The kind of admin that we don't need to include in the pod. I'm making a box shape with my hands for admin, which doesn't really help because
admin's a place in Among Us.
Is it?
Yeah, with the most annoying. Actually, people say it's the most annoying task, but it's not. I think download and upload are the hardest because for card swipe, I just go bloop. Why do people get angry about this? You just do it slowly and carefully and you're fine. Not like beep, just like boop, and you're done.
After many years reading the internet, I have discovered that people will get angry about almost anything. So that's why.
Yeah, but like they get really angry about this task, and I'm like, it's not that hard.
Hmm.
You just go, whoop. Even like YouTubers do it wrong.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I mean,
personally, I am a YouTuber.
That is true. So some YouTubers, not all YouTubers.
No.
Imagine if there was some kind of illness that affected YouTubers, YouTubeitis, and you constantly talked as if you were doing a video. That'd be weird.
Mm-hmm.
When I came in to wake you up in the morning to get you ready for school, you'd be like, hey guys, it's time to get dressed. I'm just going to get up and then I'm going to go downstairs and get some breakfast. It's time to go to school. That would be weird.
Yeah, that would be so weird.
We were off topic. You were going to tell me all about going to Costa and trying one of their special Christmas drinks.
Yes, the chocolate orange hot chocolate. It was delicious.
Mm.
And it was just orangey.
I was thinking about this.
Plus it came with little chocolate orange melted bits.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds amazing. I do kind of want to try one. I quite fancy the big purple one latte as well.
Yeah, but yeah, that's why I didn't have it, because it's a latte and lots of coffee.
Yeah, that's true.
Sad Rafferty.
I also quite want to get it so that when the person who works in Costa hands it to me, I can go, oh, thanks a latte.
They'd slap you in the face for that.
I'm sure they must have heard that joke before, but I would still enjoy making it.
Okay.
So, what it got me thinking of is your mum taking you out into town and like getting you a fun like drink. And you had a croissant, I guess, as well.
Yeah. So I had an almond croissant to be exact.
Nice. What did you think of almond croissant?
They were good.
Where would you rate it on the croissant? So hang on. So let's think. So you've tried a few different types of croissant. You've had
chocolate,
regular, almond, strawberry, and any others?
No.
I feel that's about it, isn't it?
Yeah.
So where would you rate it?
I'd say about third. Actually, no, second.
Second, okay.
First, chocolate.
Mm. Any particular chocolate croissant?
Pret. Pret chocolate croissant are good.
That goo in the middle is unreal, yeah. Isn't it? Whoa.
Actually, I'm going to place third. So first Pret chocolate croissant, then Co-op strawberry croissant, and then that croissant, and then plain, and then, yeah.
And how did the almond croissant go with the chocolate orange hot chocolate? Was it a nice combo?
I don't know.
Give it to me!
I was just like...
I see.
So, yeah.
So, that got me thinking, you know, your mum taking you out and giving you snacks and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, you know, my mum would sometimes take me shopping. She had to take me because she couldn't leave me at home because I wasn't old enough, sort of thing.
But I'm old enough.
Perhaps we'll talk about that another time. But we would go we would go out and we would do various bits and pieces, but then we would sometimes go to, there was a shop called Debenhams, and Debenhams had a cafe. And so I was quite young. I was probably, well, maybe it's about your age, maybe it's a bit younger. And we would go to the cafe, and I would get like a bit of cake or a fizzy drink, maybe it's like an appetizer or something like that, because that's like a nice fizzy apple juice. It's delicious. But my mum would sometimes get a piece of cake from the Debenhams, because they did quite nice cakes. And sometimes they would have passion fruit cake. And if there was passion fruit cake, my mum would always get passion fruit cake. And then she'd go, uh-oh, watch out, I've had passion fruit cake. Because she was all full of smooches because she'd had passion fruit cake.
Oh, I get it.
It was really fun. We used to do that for ages. It was a thing. When I was a kid, I'd see like passion fruit in the shop. But like, uh-oh, passion fruit. It's weird because passion fruit looks gross.
Is it that thing that looks like an alien egg?
Yeah, they're sort of like a really dark purple, like a small kind of shriveled.
Is it that thing which is you'll just have to show me a picture after it.
Okay, but it's like a sort of small ball thing, and then you chop it open, and it's got like a weird kind of orangey, yellowy goo with hard black seeds in.
I think I've seen that, but I also think is it like a lemon, but the top is flat.
No, not really.
Okay, well, you have to show me one.
I mean, they are delicious. The fruit tastes amazing. It's very zingy. Zingy would be the way I would describe it. Zing. I like lemonade too. Like cloudy lemonade.
Yeah.
Yeah, like old-fashioned lemony lemonade.
I like fizzy lemonade.
Oh, yeah, fizzy, but not the sort of clear lemonade. I like the yellowy.
Why is clear lemonade?
It's still lemonade. It's just not very lemony.
Oh. I wonder what that tastes like.
Fizzy sugar water, basically. It's just fizzy sugar water.
That sounds decent.
Yeah. It doesn't have quite as much flavour as Coca-Cola, which is quite obviously brown, so it's fizzy brown water.
I don't like Coca-Cola.
No, I don't really like
it. I was about to say nobody likes Coca-Cola, and then I realised...
Millions of people like Coca-Cola.
Half of the population like Coca-Cola.
Yeah, they do. They very much like Coca-Cola. That is true. But yeah, fizzy, cloudy lemonade. Yes, please. Thank you. I'll take four. One for me, one for me, one for me, and one for me. No, me.
What about one for me?
You have water. Here's your water. Enjoy.
I actually don't mind water from restaurants. Like, tap water's nice. Especially if you get a lemon in it.
That's nice. And if it's really cold as well.
Oh, yes.
So refreshing.
Now that we've done talking about water...
Yeah, what do you mean? Water is one of the most interesting substances in the world.
Yeah.
There's a lot of it, and it's very helpful. So so today you went into town, you had a delicious hot chocolate.
Yeah.
But yesterday, Raf, what was yesterday?
My mum's birthday?
No, that was Tuesday. What happened to you yesterday? What was yesterday the last day of?
The last day of school for me. I'm not like 18, and I'm not...
No, I didn't say last day of the year for the school, but last day of term.
Yeah, I'm not 18, and I didn't just finish college.
No. I mean, that would be surprising. That would be a heck of a gap between episodes if we come roaring back after 10 years.
Yeah.
Sorry for the 10-year gap, guys. We've been busy.
Yeah, I went to college.
What did you study at college?
YouTubing.
Is that what they do at college?
Yeah.
What did you
learn? Oh, no, paleontology.
Because
okay. I want to make dinosaurs real again.
You want to make dinosaurs real?
You know this.
I do know this, but the listeners don't know this.
So, yeah, by the way, I want to make dinosaurs real again. Don't say it's like Jurassic World. It is like Jurassic World.
Well, you're not really selling it to the people. Come on, where's the enthusiasm? What do you want to do?
Okay, well, I want to make dinosaurs real again. And it's going to be awesome. There's going to be loads of lies. And it's going to be called Dinosaur Island.
And it's going to be an island filled with dinosaurs. Hence the name Dinosaur Island.
Yeah.
And many of the dinosaurs will be real.
Yeah.
Some of them will be cardboard cutouts.
No, they're all going to be real. If you don't believe me, then come to me in 30 years.
How old will you be?
50 years.
50 years. You'll be 58. Wow. That's old, man. I'm not even
actually,
50.
I might start it when I'm 40. Yeah. Come to me in 40 years.
When you're 48.
Come to me in...
Oh, no. Maths. I can see the numbers floating around your head.
Maths. No.
Oh, Ref was so upset by maths that he knocked over the microphone.
We're using something to use this, by the way.
So it was the last day of term.
Yes.
That's what we were talking about.
Now, yes.
When I was a kid, the last day of term was great because often you could wear your own clothes.
Oh, that doesn't happen anymore.
Well, you did get to wear your own clothes on the Wednesday?
Yeah.
Something seems right. So you got to wear your own clothes on the Wednesday, didn't you? I don't know why it's not the last day of term, but when I was a kid, the last day of term, you could wear your own clothes, which was cool.
Yeah.
And they used to let you bring in your own toys from home to play with.
Oh! I'd bring the Switch.
But it was tricky because, you know, like, you want to bring in fun toys that you can play with, but you're also aware that other people might be playing with them, so it's like, do I want to bring in my best toys and risk that they might get lost or damaged by someone else? Or should I bring in like a middle tier toy that I don't mind so much if other people play with? It's tricky.
Yeah, I think I'd pick the middle tier toy.
Yeah. A lot of people brought in like board games and stuff. A lot of Hungry Hungry Hippos and Guess Who on the last day of term. Have you ever played Guess Who?
No.
Oh, that's fun. We should
try. Oh, Nanny bought a card game of it.
Oh, yeah. It's quite good. It's a fun game. I used to play that a lot when I was a kid. But yeah, so you don't, and I suppose it's difficult, you couldn't really do that at the moment, could you?
No.
What with the various restrictions?
Yeah, but we never even did it in school. Without.
Have you never done it?
No, we've never bought in our own toys.
Oh yeah. I wonder why they changed that. It was really
cool. I don't know, because schools suck.
That's possibly a little harsh. And of course, Kingsley Primary School is a fine educational institution, Mr. Conway, who runs the school. You do a great job as head teacher, sir. Thank you, sir. Yes, sir. My name's Rafferty and I love Mr. Conway as a head teacher. He's the bestest.
That was my dad speaking. I think Kingsley Primary School is cool. It's a cool school. I like going there.
I think it is quite a good school. And you've had some truly excellent teachers, haven't you?
And I have friends.
You do have friends.
Yes.
And that's good because you are inviting them to a birthday. But they've all said yes. Did your mum tell you?
Yeah.
So you've invited friends. Rafferty's having a birthday very soon. And for his birthday party, we are very lucky because in our town there is a
place called Cocoa Bean.
Is it called Cocoa Bean? Something like that. But anyway, above, it's a coffee shop. But above it, there is the...
A gaming suite.
Yes, exactly.
With Xboxes and Switch. There's only 4 Switches.
But basically, it's this place where you can go, and they've got all of these Xboxes all connected up.
And they've got gaming headphones.
And Switches all connected up. And basically, you can hire it out, and then you and a group of friends can all play games online against each other.
It's amazing.
It's pretty fun. So Ref is having a birthday party there.
Yeah. It's an amazing place. It's absolutely fantastic. And... there's one downside. Nobody in my class knows how to use gaming headphones. They all just scream. And I'm just like, guys, you don't need to scream.
Well, I think you all get quite excited is the problem. Although that was last year. You're all a year older now, so you might be a bit more restrained.
Daddy, never.
You are literally all a year older. I mean, that's just a fact, right?
Apart from me. In year 3, I was 8, I think. Was I 8 in year 3?
It's been 12 months since your last birthday party. So you are literally a year older. You know, give or take a day or two, you are a year older. Because the last time you had a birthday party was the same time last year.
Was in year three.
Yes, Raph.
Which means I haven't changed a year yet.
You haven't changed age?
No.
The number hasn't changed because your party is going to be slightly before your birthday.
And I'm...
But you are going to be a year older, aren't you?
Yeah, but I'm not yet. I'm the youngest in my class.
You're not the youngest in your class.
Mm-hmm. Like most people in my class are eight, and some people are nine.
Yeah, but some people have... You're sort of in the middle because school year starts in September and ends in July, so you're sort of in the middle, aren't you?
And I've got rubbish birthday time.
What's wrong with your birthday time?
It's so early. It's literally right before, right after Christmas.
It is quite close to Christmas. I guess your mum and I should apologise?
Yes.
Although, you know, to be honest, I think you should say thank you to your mum because you were supposed to be born on the 31st of December, so New Year's Eve. So you would have been born on New Year's Eve.
Which means I would have got...
But instead you stuck around for a little bit longer.
Okay. I'm actually happy. Actually,
You were born on a full moon, did you know that? Mm-hmm.
I'm a werewolf. Wow.
Yeah, your mum and I went for like a last sort of scan when you were due to be born, and the midwife was like, I think he's going to be a big baby, and he should be due any minute now, and it's a full moon, that often does things, and sure enough, that very evening...
No.
...is a raptor time, except it wasn't really that very evening, because it took bloody ages for you to be born. I think your mum was in labour for something.
Daddy,
like...
there's children listening to this.
You're right. It took blooming ages for you to be born. Your mum was in labour for about 30 hours. It's a really long time. And we went to this
way
place...
Way to keep me stalling.
Exactly. You were like, no, I don't want to leave. It's comfy in here.
Okay, you can stop now.
But, so we went to this place, which was like a special kind of birthing centre. So there's midwives and stuff, but there's also no like, doctors. And your mum had been in labour for about 24 hours. And after that point, it gets a bit more serious. And so it was about 3 o'clock in the morning. And they had to send an ambulance from the nearest hospital. And they had to drive your mum in the ambulance to this hospital. And I had to follow behind in the car. So I remember rushing through all these towns at 3 o'clock in the morning, tailing this ambulance. I actually got into the car and went, follow that ambulance, and left like a maniac because I'd been awake for 24 straight hours.
Oh my god!
And then drove after the ambulance.
I don't think you should stay up for 24 hours again.
No, it's not recommended. I have done it a few times, and it always leaves you feeling a little bit strange. But yeah,
like going follow that ambulance.
I mean, in my defence, I had been up for a while.
Okay, on the different subject, poop.
Okay, and so we're very close to Christmas. We're really close to Christmas. So you've got to be thinking about what's... So we've got a busy Christmas time coming up, haven't we?
Yeah.
We've got haircuts, which I guess that's not exciting. Listeners don't need to know about that. Rafty's going to go for some kind of inverse mohawk. And if you're wondering what that means, it means he's going to get the middle of his head completely shaved.
Wait, no.
Keep all the hair on the sides.
No, I want to get a mohawk that's not an inverse mohawk.
You want to get a regular mohawk?
Yeah.
So the sides all short and then a big strip of hair down
the
middle. Yeah. Oh, I think we're going to go for the inverse.
Nice! Inverse looks weird. That would look so weird.
It would look so weird.
I should put two, like, hair sculptures on it so it's like two towns.
Oh, that'd be fun. You could go for a bridge. You could do an inverse mohawk and then sculpt your hair into towns and build a bridge of hair across the middle.
And then, like, tiny hair warriors fighting.
That would be amazing. Yeah. It would take you ages.
It would be cool. Like, it would be really cool if I did that.
It would be fun.
But I'm not a hair sculpture, because that's a bit weird. Who does that? No one.
And then on Christmas Eve, we're going to my mum's, your nanny's. We're going to spend some time there.
Get fuzzies!
Have some delicious party food. Yum, yum, yum,
yum, yum, yum. And we're going to grab the presents and be like, ha, you're mine.
Well, that makes it sound like you're going to shatter them into 1,000 pieces.
No.
Aha, now I am present. I enjoy the present dust that I have.
I'm going to be like, rip open the rip off the wrapping.
The very fabric of reality.
And I rip open the very fabric of reality. Ah, the abyss. We meet again.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. And then you'd be able to see in all of the different universes, and you'd be able to take presents from every single universe.
I'd be like,
You'd be like a reverse...
A mega Grinch.
A reverse mega Grinch, yeah, as you dip into the different universes, stealing presents from all the universes.
Like, I'd end up with, like, 5 million presents.
But, of course, that means there'd be 5 million Rafties without presents. And then they'd form themselves into an army of Rafferties. And then they would merge together to create one giant Uber Rafferty. And then they would emerge through the rip in space-time and stand before you, a 15-foot-tall Uber Rafferty.
And I'd be like,
shaking with outrage at the sheer gall of you to steal their presents. Rafferty, you have stolen our presents!
That's not what I sound like!
Well, no, but that's what the Gestalt Rafferty sounds like. Maybe it's 15 feet, it's too small. Let's say 25 feet, that's really big.
Okay, maybe I won't do that. Maybe I'll just rip off the wrapping paper. I'd be like, ha ha! Just what I was looking for.
But you'd spoil the surprise, and then the same thing would happen, and then we could be confronted with a 25-foot tall Rafty, and of course, what? The problem with a 25-foot tall Rafty that's merged together from all the Rafties of all the other universes.
If I just opened the presents, then how would I be.
Because opening the presents is all part of the fun. You're taking the fun away. You're denying them joy.
No, I wouldn't. All right, go back in time.
So you're not ripping open space
time? No, I'm not ripping open space and time. Okay. I'm not taking any presents from Maze.
That is a relief.
And then I just open my presents. I'd be like, yes, my objective. Obtain this. My objective was to obtain this item. Now I have.
Excellent. Now you have to return to the quest giver and get the rewards.
The reward is this item.
Oh, cool.
I got a flame sword plus.
Ooh, why is it flame sword plus? Plus what?
No, it's just like, it's plus one.
Plus one what?
Plus one attack.
Oh, only does plus one aim.
Well, excuse me, Daddy.
I mean, I'm glad that you've changed your mind about the whole fabric of reality thing, because I was worrying about whether it'd be possible to find a pair of trousers for a 25-foot-tall Rafferty, and I don't think anyone needs to see your peachy orbs on Christmas Eve 25 feet across.
Daddy!
Anyway, so you've got a flame sword.
Daddy!
That's going to be a fire risk. At least you'd be able to cook your own food, though.
Oh, yeah. Just, I want this meat for Christmas.
An entirely meat-based diet. That looks a nice bit of chicken. Sizzle, sizzle. Boom.
Why no?
Of course, you probably have to put the sword out before you ate it, because if you tried to eat like your bacon off your flaming sword, you'd just end up with flaming lips.
What?
Well, look. You get the sword. Sizzle, sizzle. Right, that's great. Now you've got the bacon on the sword. How are you going to get the sword into your mouth without burning yourself if it's on fire?
Just take the bacon off the sword.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, if you don't want to eat your food off a sword, like some kind of super awesome mega boss.
Yeah.
Have you ever eaten meat off a sword?
I kind of want to.
Me too. I've never done it, but I bet it's amazing.
I just want to get a sword and be like, I fancy this meat.
That'd be amazing. And then, just for the opposite effect, get a bowl of rice and be like, I'm going to eat this rice with a sword and try and stab all the individual grains. I'll be some time. I'm really going to be quite a while. This is tricky.
How many grains of sand on the beach?
Well, I've counted, and there's at least more than 12. That reminds me, when my brother and I were younger, not like kids, but a bit younger, we both joked that the best present we could give each other would be an entire box filled with paper clips, but that each paper clip would be individually wrapped. I always asked him for 1,000 individually wrapped paper clips for Christmas. He never gave them to me.
Oh,
he never did.
Your brother betrayed you.
He did betray me. He did betray me.
What?
And that's why I was forced to take him on in single combat for the crown. Thankfully, I won, and now he's been exiled
what?
To the frosty north.
to the frosty north of...
Where he lives in a tree made into a home with squirrels as friends.
Where he lives with my nan.
Yes, squirrels as friends. One of them is called Badger, confusingly. I don't know why you call a squirrel Badger. And the other one is called Kevin.
What, are you calling your mum and dad squirrels?
No. My brother has squirrels that he lives with.
Oh, okay.
If anyone just heard a strange mewling sound on the podcast, that was because there's a cat in the room and she just woke up briefly from her sleep and went...
I thought that was me.
I thought that was the cat. Was it you?
It wasn't me. I think it was Betty.
Betty's the name of the cat, in case you're wondering.
She's that beautiful cat.
She's small, she's fluffy, and she's asleep. And now she's like, stop choking me, I'm sleeping, get off. What are you doing? Get off, I'm sleeping.
She's actually enjoying it.
Oh, actually, no, she is quite liking Rafferty's giving her some scratches under the chin. And she's sort of begrudgingly admitting that she's quite enjoying it. All right, I do quite like that, but stop it. But also carry on, but stop it, but actually carry on. Oh, that's the perfect spot. Stop it, but also carry on. It's alright, she's very good at letting you know when she doesn't want to be scratched anymore because she will just bite you.
Oh, in this instance, she scratched my hand, so I was like, okay.
That's enough. That's her stop. That's how she communicates stop. She will use one of her sharp parts to encourage you to go get the heck away from me.
Yeah.
Oh, that's enough scratches now, bugger off.
None of those children listeners.
Well, you are a children.
Yeah. There could be 3-year-olds here.
You're right. You better call the police.
Hello, police! My dad just said the thing. Listen to our recent podcast.
FBI, open up!
That's... Oh, my goodness!
This episode has been rather chaotic, I feel.
Yes, me too. We haven't really got a main subject, so that's what happens.
So why don't we talk about... As we sort of work towards the end of the show here, have you got anything that you're particularly looking forward to this Christmas time?
Christmas.
Okay. that's great. That's really helpful. Thanks for listening, everyone. No, I'm just kidding. Anything in particular about Christmas? Is it the presents? Is it the...
I think it's hanging out with you guys and getting cool presents.
Aww. What about pigs in blankets?
Yeah.
Thank you for saying you're looking forward to hanging out with us. That's cool. And I'm working this coming week, but the week after I'm off. Woo!
Yay!
So we should be able to do some fun stuff.
Yeah. I'm hidden!
Well, don't hide. You're on a podcast.
Listeners, I'm under my bed!
I fear Rafferty's attention span may be waning.
No! Ow, I'm stuck. Ah! I can't get up! Okay, I'm back. I just ate... all the books in the world.
So you're looking forward to hanging out with your family and getting some presents?
Yeah.
That'd be nice. That should be good. I do quite like Christmas time. Last year, unfortunately, we had a bit of a rubbish time because everyone was very poorly, including your sister. We had to take her to the hospital, do you remember?
Yeah.
That wasn't so much fun.
Hopefully that doesn't happen this year.
Yeah, fingers crossed. That'll be good. It'd be nice if we all just had a nice relaxing time. We've all had a heck of a year, haven't we?
Yeah.
And we're sort of going to be waving goodbye to 2020 soon.
Yay! Apart from... There was one thing, good thing. Actually, there's two good things about 2020. There's a new American president.
Woo!
And there's a new PS5 and Xboxes.
Hmm. And I watched The Mandalorian and I have loved it.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm starting to watch it.
Hmm.
You can't tell me what to watch, listeners. I don't care that it's up 12, probably.
I'm not sure what rating it is. I think it's probably okay for
it's
you.
Probably a 12.
It's a bit fighty, but there's no, like, horrible stuff in there.
No.
It's all right. I think you'll be okay.
Yeah, that's right. I watched The Mandalorian.
And it was pretty cool.
And I also watched other stuff. Like, The Last Kids on Earth.
Oh, yeah, tell us about The Last Kids on Earth.
No! It'll be saved for another episode where we have no topic.
Why?
Because I'm tired.
Because you've had such a stressful day.
Yeah.
Of going into town and getting hot chocolate.
Yeah, okay.
Well, look, I tell you what, listeners, I think we might wrap this episode up for now.
Yeah.
So, I think we will try and fit in another one just before Christmas.
Yeah.
Like a quick pre-Christmas one. And then what we might do is between Christmas and New Year, we'll try and do a Best of 2020 episode where we talk about our favourite things that happened during 2020.
Not many good things have happened.
So look forward to that one. And, well, if we don't speak to you before, we hope you will all have wonderful Christmases.
Yeah.
So happy Christmas, listeners.
And post what interesting you got on for Christmas, if you want.
Oh, yeah, of course, that's a great idea. Tweet to us, or at Syndrome Pod, and tell us all about what amazing Christmas presents you got. We'd love to hear from you. That'd be fantastic. And so it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from me.
Bye, Chris. Bye, listeners. Happy. Bye. I almost said bye, Christmas. Happy listeners. That's not right, is it?
No.
Bye, listeners. Happy Christmas. Bye.
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 Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
We should probably end it.
You're right. We should end it. It's time to go. I'll press the stop button in 5, 4, 3, 2.